first reading for today comes from Isaiah 52, 7 through 10. That is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 through 10. You can find that on page 683 in the Old Testament in the Pew Bible in front of you. Listen now to God's word to you today. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messengers who announce peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Here ends our first scripture reading.
Sherri-Anne only thought I couldn't tell the difference. I just kept asking for more, and she kept giving them to me. Well, this week has certainly fit, unfortunately, well within the Lenten theme. If you look at the events that are happening in the world, and if you look at the events that are happening within our nation, Friday's terrible path of destruction left by the tornadoes, another school shooting on Monday, the violence that continues to pound Syria, and it makes you realize, I think again and again, that Lent, or any time of the year that we find ourselves, doesn't always provide a safeguard for any of us, no matter where we find ourselves. And it causes us to reflect, I think, and recognize that whether we want it or not, our lives are often filled with these types of events that remind us that the Christian walk isn't always, in fact, oftentimes it's not a walk that is smooth or that is easy. It is filled with sacrifice. It is filled with opportunities and ways in which we have to deny ourselves, even if we don't want to. The denial of ourselves comes right at us. And what we're going to focus on today is one of the most popular images that Christianity has. If you think of an image that we lift up as Christians throughout the centuries, what's the one image that we use? The cross. We don't use the image of the empty tomb. Wouldn't that be neat? Wouldn't that be neat if we were known as the ones, the people of the empty tomb, instead of the people of the cross, which currently is what we are known as. But we're going to look at our scripture in Matthew today, and there are going to be three themes. You see in the bulletin, there's a little space where you can take notes. This is going to be a really easy sermon to take notes on, because we're going to follow three themes, and the three themes that we're going to find reflected in Matthew 16. The first is we are to deny ourselves. We are to deny ourselves. So Jesus tells us. The second is we're to take up our cross. And the third is we are to follow him. So the first is we're to deny ourselves. Second, we're to take up our cross. Third, we're to follow him. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. It's a short reading. It's just verses 24 through 26. Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 26. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For those who want to save their life, well, they will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake, well, then they will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life?" This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, we ask you now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be worthy and acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The theologian Fenelon once said, "The cross is to be carried, not dragged. And one needs to hold it firmly in your hands, like a treasure, not like a burden. And only through the cross can we be like Christ." And I think oftentimes when we talk about the cross that we have to carry, we see it as a burden. We see it as something that, okay, I guess if I have to carry it, I will. And we often think that it's something that we can drag behind us and that's good enough. What the theologian states, and I think what Matthew tells us as well, it's something that we need to treasure. Well, let's see what exactly we're talking about when we talk about the cross. And one of the hardest concepts to put into practice as Christians is the first topic that we mentioned, is this true denial of ourselves. When we were in Russia, there's an advertisement of Adidas that was in English. And I saw it and I laughed because I thought, they messed up the English. And it said, "Impossible is nothing." And I said, they're supposed to say nothing is impossible. Then I come to the States and I see the same exact ad by Adidas, and it said, "Impossible is nothing." And that's kind of our mindset as Christians here in the United States, and I think Christians throughout the world as well, not Christians, but as Americans, we find ourselves thinking everything is possible. If we just work hard enough, if we just put enough time into it, then sure enough, it's you can have anything you want, and it's okay. What our first scripture, or what the Matthew scripture tells us, is we are called to deny ourselves. What in the world does that mean? We can say that we understand what it means, but until we realize the true discipleship will inevitably have elements of suffering, well, then we start to understand what it means. And our entire lives are geared toward avoiding what? Suffering. None of us want to suffer. None of us want to hurt. None of us want to deny ourselves something that, after all, I worked hard. I deserve it. Now, just so I'm clear, denial of ourselves doesn't mean martyrdom. It doesn't mean that you bare your back or you bare your life to literal physical abuse by someone. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not a Christian calling. But rather, denial of the self means that we're fearless in following a crucified Lord. It means that we're fearless to live in God's world. And that when God created it, it was good. Now it's become something very, very different from what He created. So that first aspect is to deny ourselves. The second is, we're to take up our cross. And a lot of times when we talk about crosses, they can mean a whole variety of different things. One of the most powerful scenes in all Scripture is when Jesus is carrying the cross through the streets of Jerusalem, and He stumbles and falls, and it's obvious He's not going to be able to carry it, and all of a sudden Simon steps in, and he takes Jesus' cross. It's a wonderful, wonderful scene in Scripture. And what a wonderful opportunity for us to also realize that maybe at some time in our lives we're called to carry Jesus' cross to Calvary. But then something funny happens in verse 24 of Matthew. Look at verse 24. It tells us that we're to deny ourselves and take up not Jesus' cross, but to take our own cross. Each one of us, this passage seems to tell us, each one of us has a particular cross that we have to carry through life. I know you're sitting there saying, boy, isn't that the truth? But that's what Scripture tells us. Each of us struggles with different realities. And at times we look at our neighbor and we think, boy, don't I wish I could carry their cross instead of the cross that I've been given. But the cross in our lives is the one that we have to carry. And it's usually that which is the most shameful to us, the most ridiculous, the most hostile, the most difficult. And Jesus states in this verse very clearly that if you want to be my disciple, first of all, you have to deny yourself. You have to take up your own cross and you have to follow me. But I wonder how many of us truly would ever think of denying ourselves to take up our crosses and face
the ridicule. I'll do it, Bob. I'll do it. I'll take up the cross. I've been listening to what you've had to say. I'm ready. I'll accept the challenge. I think we need to let everybody know that we're Christians and that we're ready to follow Christ. It should be visible. Hand me a cross.
In the Presbyterian Church, when we ask questions, usually they're rhetorical.
You left the mic too close by.
You're determined, Andrew. So here's a cross. It's a small cross, but it can be important and it's powerful if you like to take it. So here's
that doesn't look important. That looks like last year's leftover. I mean, if I'm going to do this, I want people to see it. I want a big cross. I want a heavy cross. That's going to get lost in the bottom of my purse.
Andrea, this is your cross. This is the one.
That's not the one I want.
But this is the one that was chosen.
Big
that
cross,
was chosen for
heavy
you.
Cross. No, I don't want the little cross, Bob.
Well, that's okay. You interrupt my sermon, and then we'll just you don't get the cross you want. So there you go. But we do find that the third
Bob,
aspect.
Pastor Bob.
Oh boy.
I'm ready to take a cross. It makes me really nervous. I don't like to get up in front of all these people, but I'm ready to accept my cross.
Well, Alice, you know, God gives us all kinds of different crosses, and we're each put to the test. And I think this is one that's appropriate. It's not heavy. It's just the right size. You can take this on the Appalachian Trail with you as you walk along.
Wow, that's a big cross. I'd rather have a smaller cross, something that I could bear in secret and not even my closest friends would know. I could faithfully carry a small cross, but people might look at me and laugh or maybe even ridicule me. I don't want to carry a cross that big. I'd be ashamed to carry a cross like that.
But Christ says if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you, Alice. This is really your cross.
Pastor Bob, the sermon has really touched my heart, and I'm ready.
I haven't finished it yet.
What you've done so far has really touched my heart, and I'm ready to take up my own cross. I don't see that it matters how big or how small the cross. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, if you're sure you want to do this, this is actually probably the best cross we have here in the church. It's heavy. I mean, it's really, whoa, especially if you take that other, it's heavy, but this is your cross, Bob.
As I said, it doesn't matter how large or small, if others can see it, but that cross is too heavy for me. My arms will ache, my back will hurt, my sciatic nerve is bothering me this morning.
This is yours, though, Bob.
It's too heavy for me. It's too much of a burden.
Well, maybe someone in the congregation, you'd help him, wouldn't you, if this were, this is your cross.
It's too heavy.
I can't give away crosses this morning. But we are, each one of us, called to a specific cross.
Pastor Bob, I've been listening to your sermon, and I would like to accept my cross. I think it's a beautiful thing to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and the cross represents the beautiful thing that he did for us. And as a witness of God, I'd like to accept your cross.
Well, let me, I found this in my office one day, and I have no idea. Maybe one of you knows who put this together and who gave it to me, but I think this is a perfect cross for you to take there, Bill.
Oh, my word. I was looking for something that was probably a little bit more symmetrical, beautifully handcrafted, something like Jim the
Engineer
would do,
engineer.
You know. And I'm not sure. That's pretty ugly, Bob. I'm sorry.
This is your cross, though, Bill. Well, the third one is to follow him, and that's where God calls us
to remind. Hey, Pastor Bob.
Steve, really?
I've heard all this commotion about the crosses, and what? I'm willing to take one. What difference does it make? I heard some are small, some are large, some are heavy, some are light, some are lovely, some are unlovely, and I'm willing to take whatever.
Well, here's one. Do you know this was handcrafted by someone in the community, and it hangs on our wall out there. It just happened to be behind the pulpit today. This is yours.
That's really lovely.
Isn't that nice?
I just think it's really lovely. But however, I'm just too busy. I have a lot of responsibilities, and I'm a Stevens minister, and I teach Sunday school, and I was just put on the deacon's board, so I really don't have time right now. I'll be back some other time when I'm not as busy, because I just when I can carry it much better, but not now, not at this time.
Now's the time for
I'm just too busy. I got people to see.
Jesus calls us at all times to carry our crosses. And let the church say, amen. Almighty God, we do come before you now this Sunday, and we ask you to strengthen us and keep us and remind us, even in this perspective, on how important it is for each one of us to carry our cross. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now continue our worship of Almighty God with the giving.
I've had time to think. I'll take the little cross. What matters is that Christ will know I'm carrying it. Others may not see it, but God will know I'm carrying the cross. I'll take the little one. I'll do it.
God who sees you in secret will reward you in secret, Andrea.
Thank you, Bob.
Pastor Bob, I'm ready for that big cross. If I'm ridiculed by the world, God will help me bear that cross, and I won't be ashamed of Jesus.
And God won't be ashamed of you either, Alice. Good luck with that.
Pastor Bob, I'm ready to carry the heavy cross. I know the cross carried by Jesus was very heavy, and I know with God's help, I can carry the heavy cross.
And I'm sure that people in this congregation would help you to carry this cross as well. It's yours, Bob. Well, not really. It is yours.
Pastor Bob, I'd like the cross that is unlovely. Anything that represents Jesus and what has happened, particularly on Calvary and the love of God that came down at that point in time, and that anything that God has touched is lovely. And so I would like to accept that cross.
this remains a symbol of the most beautiful sacrifice that God has ever given for us.
Amen. Thank you, God. Bill.
Well, I think we're ready now for our offering. I hope.
Oh, I hope I'm not too late. I'm willing to take the cross, whatever is given to me. My affairs, I'm so ashamed of myself. My affairs aren't that important. I'm just willing to take whatever God gives to me, the cross. I'll bear it.
It's not too late. Take this cross in the confused, hectic world, Mona. It's yours. It's yours. Brothers and sisters, I do wonder, though, if each one of us has those different types of crosses that we just want to refuse. And say, those aren't the ones for me. I'll take someone else's. And I think that's where we find ourselves today, in an opportunity to take the cross that Christ has given each one of us. So in all that you do, carry the cross that Christ has given you. Let us now turn our hearts and our minds to the worship of Almighty God as we take up our tithes and our offerings.